This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Ag schools in the U.S. are an important place for research and innovation into how we grow our food. But the money funding these schools from taxpayers has gone down over the years. So, eager to fill the gaps left behind, a lot of schools are turning to private companies to fund their programs. Companies like Monsanto and Kent Corporation, who have a big interest in agricultural research. Funding from the corporate sector into public universities has, unsurprisingly, caused some tension between those who welcome the money and those who worry about conflicts of interest. This is the basis for a series called Big Ag U from Harvest Public Media and Investigate Midwest. Dana Cronin, agriculture and environment reporter for Harvest Public Media, based in Champaign, Illinois, joins us. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks, Ira.
Let's talk about how much money corporations have put into agricultural schools at public universities.
Yeah, so we found that corporations have given at least $170 million to ag schools here in the Midwest. I do want to emphasize that that's likely a severe undercount because it only represents donations made to four universities. We did file records requests for donor information at almost a dozen different Midwestern universities, but we only got back four because many states have privacy laws in place that protect donor information. But the four schools we did get some numbers for include University of Illinois, Iowa State University, Oklahoma State University, and the University of Missouri.
Now, did you find that the universities seek the money or do the corporations offer it? Or is it a combination of both?
It is. It's a combination of both. Schools, for one, over the past decade or so, the amount of federal and state tax dollars going to public universities has largely dwindled. That's part of the reason that tuition always seems to be going up. But that's left universities in a tough spot. You know, without that public support, a lot of these schools have turned to private support. And a lot of that money has come from corporations that in many cases see an opportunity to fund research that they have some vested interest in. Some university officials that we spoke to also said that corporate funding actually keeps their research more relevant. I do want to play a clip here. This is Daniel Robeson. He's the dean of the Ag School at Iowa State University, and he originally spoke with my colleague, Katie Pikus.
It's funding that helps keep us relevant with respect to pragmatic needs that are on the ground. And there are many, many organizations, companies that are doing fundamental research as well. And so our ability to work with them and their interest in working with us speaks to, I think it speaks largely to our relevancy, frankly, to the industry that helps to support the production of food.
Let's talk about the potential conflicts of interest between the universities and the companies funding them. One of the stories in your series talks about a specific case between Monsanto and the University of Illinois. Tell us about that conflict.
Yeah, so our reporting partner, Investigate Midwest, obtained some emails between a Monsanto exec and University of Illinois officials. To back up a little bit, Monsanto, which is now called Bayer, is a big agriculture company that has donated millions of dollars to the University of Illinois, primarily to establish an innovation center here on campus. And around the time the center opened in 2018, Monsanto was coming under fire publicly, maybe you heard about this, for one of its products, a weed killer called dicamba, which was damaging farm fields across the country. So a weed scientist at the University of Illinois was really concerned about what he was seeing, and he was interviewed expressing that concern about dicamba and the damage it was doing to the ag industry. And Monsanto wasn't happy about that. An executive at the company ended up emailing the dean of the Ag School at the University of Illinois saying, quote, "Hate to see the U of I take these positions." The Ag School dean ended up defending its professor, but This is just another example of the sticky situations that universities find themselves in when they accept corporate money.
That's really interesting and very blatant. And I could imagine that the defense by the university might not always be the case, right? What are people against corporate funding saying about cases like this?
Exactly. That case is very blatant. But, you know, we did hear from a lot of people who were concerned that corporate money influenced the general direction of research that takes place at universities in the long term. I want to play another clip. This is Gabrielle McNally with American Farmland Trust.
It's this much more tacit sort of control over the research agenda. And so it's a way for people to say, like, well, they're not controlling us. They're not our puppet masters. But we only research the crops that they're heavily investing in.
Another researcher we spoke to said that he was concerned about what's not getting funded. In other words, corporations are only interested in funding research that they may ultimately benefit from in some way. And that leaves out a lot of important research that just doesn't have the same level of financial backing.
Wow, that is difficult to hear. On the other hand, it seems like these universities are in a bit of a tight spot. I mean, if the money wasn't coming from corporations, would these programs get funded at all?
Right. Well, I think that is the fundamental problem here. Universities are really in a catch-22 situation. It's not that all corporate donations come with these sort of invisible strings attached, but it's always a risk in accepting corporate money. And, you know, it doesn't seem to me like there are more federal and state tax dollars for universities on the horizon. So schools are in a tough spot.
So the future looks more like the past then.
Yeah. You know, I'm afraid to say throughout reporting this series, I didn't get the sense that there were any big changes to that current funding model on the horizon. I think without federal and state governments really stepping up to provide more funding to these schools, I think this corporate funding model may be here to stay.
Well, thank you, Dana, for your diligence on this story. It's a kind of story we all need to hear.
Thank you, Ira.
Dana Cronin, agriculture and environment reporter for Harvest Public Media, based in Champaign, Illinois.